You're in for a real treat, present company accepted, with this next panel. I wasn't originally going to be on it, in fact. We've got an all-star lineup here, quite literally an all-star lineup. And I'll start with Judge Eric Shepard on the end here. Judge Shepard is the judge of County Court at Law, number two in Travis County. He's a stalwart, particularly on UT CLE programs, but also State Bar and other programs. Always gets very high marks. He is one of those judges who actually tried cases, handled cases, knows what he's talking about. And these days, not all judges fit in that category, but Judge Shepard certainly did as an assistant attorney general and then also working as director of litigation for the Travis County Attorney's Office. And so please welcome Judge Eric Shepard. Directly to Judge Shepard's right, is a man I know very well, I've made you a judge. I've elevated you. David.
He can't afford the pay cut.
He can't. David started out at Fulbright and Jaworski, where he was there until 1992. And when I was in law school, in fact, I clerked for David. I was assigned individually to David. That was a very enlightening and frightening at times experience, in the best sense of the word, when you're in law school. David is the former president of probably every association he's been in, including the State Bar of Texas and the American College of Trial Lawyers, an honorary-only association, invitation-only association of trial lawyers. His list of offices held, awards bestowed, and positions he's had and appointments are about as long as my arm, so I won't go through that. But please join me in welcoming David Beck. And then our moderator today is going to be Shane Reed, who is not just the course director for this course, but his vision is what is behind this course. His book, Winning at Deposition, was the original inspiration, and it's also been the guiding set of principles for this course, which, as Shane told you, this course has always been about inviting the very best speakers to give you information, knowledge you can use, not simply warmed up, rehashed things you may not be able to use. So this course, literally and figuratively, is Shane Reed's brainchild. He is a former U.S. attorney, having worked both in Washington, D.C. and Dallas, Texas. And now, since he's left the U.S. attorney's office, I think it's been about 6 months now, he is engaging in training programs at law firms all around the country where law firms hire him, bring him in. You can tell he's pretty good at what he does and has put together some outstanding programs, particularly but not exclusively for young lawyers. So you've met Shane. Let's give Shane the podium now. Thank you, Shane.
Okay, thank you. And Quentin, while I introduce you, will you go get that screen, please? It's got questions from the audience. All right, while Quentin's doing that, I'm going to introduce Quentin. He is really the brains behind this, but we've worked on this for 10 years, and one of his many accolades is he was recently the former president of the Texas Trial Lawyers Association, among many other accolades. He's written, I believe, over 90 articles on every aspect of either being civil in litigation or subject matter. So he's a widely published author. He's a great lawyer at Crane Brogdon. So with that, Quentin's going to join us. And I think I'll just, our topic really today at lunch is how to deal with a difficult deposition. The audience, whether you're on the internet, I know there's a big crowd on the web and live, will you please raise your hand and ask a question to get this started? Or if not, I will do that. But is there any question that's come up from anyone from what you've heard this morning that you want us to get answered to start it off? Okay. Think about it. Please interrupt us. I think one of my questions will start with you, David, and then go to the judge, because we'll get a judge's perspective and one of a great trial lawyer's perspective. I think I'll go with something specific. So what I see in depositions is a lawyer asking a question repeatedly, not getting the answer he wants. The defense attorney says, asked and answered. And the other attorney says, no, that was not answered. I have the right to get the answer I want at this deposition. So just as a springboard, it doesn't have to be that specific example, but what are some things come to mind that you see are problems in getting the deposition you want to get taken? and how you resolve that either informally or formally with that attorney. And then we'll go to judge on how you see it from your side.
Well, let's take the witness first. With respect to a difficult witness, as Paula said earlier, pin the witness down.